In this bulletin, the opposition says the Albanese government is not fast enough with the post-Bondi security reforms. The EU to give Ukraine an additional $160 billion. And in cricket, Australia tightens Ashes grip as Travis Head posts fourth Adelaide century. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghad. Opposition immigration spokesman Paul Scar has told SBS News the federal government is not moving hard nor fast enough with its response to the Bondi terror attack. Mr. Scar says while the government's planned reforms in the wake of the attack are a step in the right direction, they are insufficient.
Parliament should have been recalled before Christmas. We should have gathered in Canberra to acknowledge the shocking events of last Sunday and to take immediate action, to do whatever we could before Christmas and then continue the work into the new year. And we think we need to do everything we can to implement those 49 recommendations from the Anti-Semitism Envoy's report as soon as possible.
Critics say the recommendations of that report from Anti-Semitism Envoy Gillian Segal, which were handed down back in July, go too far, impinging upon free expression. New South Wales police have issued a public warning as the community continues to grapple with Sunday's terrorist attack at Bondi Beach, where 15 people were killed and dozens injured during a Hanukkah celebration. Police say now is a time for healing and unity and are urging people to avoid protests and instead find peaceful ways to come together. Police warn that several unauthorized gatherings planned for this weekend could heighten tensions. They say any retribution, vigilante behavior, or hate-motivated crime will be met with swift action and are encouraging victims and witnesses of hate incidents to come forward. Police have reaffirmed their commitment to keeping New South Wales safe and inclusive for all. Experts are welcoming gun control reforms in the wake of the Bondi Beach mass shooting that allegedly saw a licensed gun owner and his son kill 15 people. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced reforms to strengthen firearm restrictions and introduce a gun buyback scheme. The new restrictions will limit the kinds of weapons legally available and clamp down on the number of firearms a person can legally own. Vice President of Gun Control Australia, Roland Brown, says the reforms are a good start, but could be tightened even further.
The introduction of the limits is a very good thing, and we should have had that many, many years ago. So we wholeheartedly support the introduction of limits. We think the limits should be lower, and that will be something for the future. But for now, those limits are a very good thing.
U.S. officials say the suspected Brown University shooter, who killed two people and wounded several others, has been found dead at a storage unit in New Hampshire. Officials say they believe the same man, a 48-year-old student at Brown, was also responsible for the fatal shooting of a physicist from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in his Boston home. After discovering his body in a storage unit alongside two firearms, police say they believe the suspect took his own life. Providence Police Chief Oscar Perez says they believe he acted alone.
An individual was identified as Claudio Neves Valenti. Date of birth, and he was a 48-year-old man. He was a Brown student. He was a Portuguese national, and his last known address was in Miami, Florida. And I will tell you that he took his own life tonight.
There was no immediate indication of a motive. European leaders have agreed to provide Ukraine with 160 billion Australian dollars or 90 billion euros in financial support over the next 2 years, opting to borrow the funds rather than use frozen Russian assets, a move that had divided member states. The loan, backed by the EU budget, was approved after lengthy talks, while leaders also instructed the European Commission to keep exploring a reparations-style mechanism tied to immobilized Russian assets. The resistance from Belgium has stalled that approach for now. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed the decision, calling the support significant and vital to Ukraine's resilience.
For us today, this is an important victory, and these 90 billion euros were very difficult for us without them, very difficult. You understand this about the case of 45 billion without the non-performing loan.
In any case, it is tied to the reparations of the Russians, in any case. These are important steps. The fact that European leaders found such a format, the fact that our team worked immediately with Europe on a positive solution.
In cricket, a dominant day from Australian batsman Travis Head has the home side one step closer to retaining the Ashes. Australia will resume on day 4 of the third test in Adelaide at 4 wickets down from 271 in their second innings. That's a lead of 356. Head has scored in fourth century in his last 4 tests at the Adelaide Oval. He will resume on 142 not out, and fellow South Australian Alex Carey on 56 not out. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.